Next to the United States, where the coronavirus death toll is creeping towards 5,000 in America's worst-hit state, New York. There have been more than 131,000 cases, although New York's governor said yesterday that the daily death total has been effectively flat for 2 days. But New York remains quieter than normal, much quieter, and just like here, people are worried about their health, their livelihoods, and the future of their communities. Cian McCormack joins us with more on this. Cian, you've been talking to some Irish people in the city of New York.
Yes, Brian, starting with Sinead Naughton, originally from New Inn in County Galway. She's been living in New York for 25 years and she has two restaurant bars in the heart of the city. Both premises closed on March 16th. She's concerned for her workers, her customers and her business because, as she says, nobody knows how or when this will end.
As time goes on, it's like, oh my God, like we've let go of our staff. We don't know when we're going to reopen. You know, it's a very, very, very strange time in New York at the minute.
When you say it's a strange time, what do you mean?
For example, the bars never close. So we are, you know, bars are open until 4 o'clock in the morning. We open again at 11 o'clock in the morning. We have porters and cleaners that come in at 4 and they're there until 11. So there aren't even good locks on the doors. You know, they're never empty. So even just walking through an empty bar in the heart of New York City is very, very strange. Now, we had to board up one of the bars because of an attempted break-in. And I hope that that is not a general experience in the city. We haven't heard of a lot of break-ins yet, but a lot of people are boarding up their businesses. It's a very, very strange and somewhat heartbreaking time. It's hard to take in. You know, I think as of this morning, we had something like we were close to 5,000 deaths in New York City alone. I think about our regulars. It's awful to get this personal, but like I think about the people who may not be there when we go back, and that sounds so utterly depressing. But we don't know where this will go. I know I shouldn't delve to that level of thought, but, you know, if the death toll continues to rise and you watch the news and you hear words like death and great sadness and all of these things, like, this is not a disease that discriminates, as we all know. We don't know who is going to be there. We don't know if I'm going to be there. We don't know how this is going to finish or when.
Sinead Naughton there. She's now in New Jersey where she lives and she says locals there have a growing concern about the virus spreading, Brian.
You also spoke to two people living in New York, Ian, and the way they're approaching what's happening in the city.
Yeah, that's right. They seem to be approaching it much along the same lines as we are here. Social distancing is key, but the city, it's not like it is usually. Yesterday, I contacted Michelle C. Ganovich, originally Kavanagh from Dunboyne in County Meath, who's on maternity leave from her job as a fashion designer. She's living with her four-month-old daughter and her husband near Central Park.
Well, I work for a fashion company I'm currently on maternity leave, and my company have made all of their employees, they put them on furlough, which basically means that, you know, their jobs will be there for them once, you know, everything settles down after COVID-19 and the pandemic. So hopefully things will pick up soon and we'll all be back to work. Today in New York, the city is extremely quiet. It feels very odd. Well, we live on 103rd in Central Park West, and there's the 103rd subway station, which I can see right outside my window, and there's just no one coming in and out of it. It's very bizarre. There's no rush hour traffic. You see the odd person going in and out, which would be, I would presume, our essential workers that would be on the front line.
You mentioned the front line. When you go for a walk, you see it. Can you explain that to me?
Yes, so our front door leads onto Central Park West, so we are right on Central Park, and on our daily walk we can see the field hospital that is right in front of Mount Sinai. I believe they're taking overflow patients from the hospital, treating people with COVID-19. So it's a very sad sight to see in New York, and usually those tents, when you see a tent in New York, there's either a festival on or a fair or just something more positive.
The response in the United States, what's your view on it?
I think it's been really good response by government, especially local government. Governor Cuomo, he talks usually every morning on the main news channels here, and he's got quite a calming presence about him, and he's really reassuring and being very informative.
Michelle C. Ganovich there. Also in New York for the past 18 years is Gavin Manley from Dublin. He works in branding, advertising and marketing. He says the city needs to dig deep.
We were here, I missed 9/11, but was here for the big blackout that we had. I think it was in 2003 or 2004. And then we had obviously Hurricane Katrina 8 years ago almost now. So we kind of lived through those kind of crazy times in the city. So this just feels like another one that is, you know, another time to kind of dig deep. And obviously we don't know how this is going to end or when it's going to end. But yeah.
What's the atmosphere like in the city?
I think now it's a little less, it's sort of, we've adopted a sort of a new normalcy attitude to things a little bit. What we're also hearing on the news nationally is that this week is going to be, you know, what I think Trump said was a lot of death this week coming our way. So, I mean, everyone is still on edge. You go into the grocery store and people, you can feel the tension, people kind of not wanting to stand next to one another. We're spaced out, you know, I think much like it is in Dublin, 6 feet or 2 meters apart or whatever it is. And there's sort of an anxiety that you can feel sometimes bubbling over as well.
And that's Gavin Manley talking to Cian McCormack from New York there. Cian, thank you for that.